For example, P85029Q2D06172024 dictation is for Tomoko Moffat. Moffat spells M-O-F-F-A-T-T. Tomoko spells T-O-M-O-K-O. Date of birth is 12/15/1969. 54-year-old female, here with cough, period. Patient stated that approximately 2 weeks ago she was diagnosed with COVID and since traveled to Japan. She says she made a trip to Japan and back and cough has now worse. She also reports some shortness of breath, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared with last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Patient is coughing frequently and appears to be having some shortness of breath also, period. Next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air. Blood pressure is 107/75. Pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration, period. She has some mild, diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes / ronchi. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macrosopapules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort range of motion. She has negative Hohmann sign, no calf tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented 93, cranial nerve 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, moving and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is long COVID. Assessment number two, bronchitis. Assessment number three, cough. Assessment number four, number four, chest pain, open parentheses, atypical, period. Next paragraph. A CTA was done. A CTA was read by the radiologist as follows. Quote, the lungs are fully expanded and clear, heart sizes within normal limits. The great vessels appear unremarkable, with no apparent filling defect identified in the pulmonary arteries. Trachea and mainstem bronchi are clear. The thyroid gland shows no apparent mass, no mediastinal hilar or axillary adenopathy is identified. Below the diagrams, the adrenal gland is not enlarged, no destructive bony lesions, period. In the clinic today, patient received the following: rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 minutes. Then reevaluated, she reports she's beginning to feel a little better. She was discharged with the following: nebulizer machine with tube and mask, number one. Albuterol, 2.5 milliliters, 2.5/3 mils. 3 mils of with ohm nebulizer, BID, PRN for cough, period. Next medication, Zitromax, 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, prednisone, 1 PO daily. Number 10, she was advised to take this medication in the mornings and not at night. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. The following tests were also done in the clinic: COVID negative, flu A and B negative. End of dictation.